Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, can we address this shady thing real fast, and then we'll get back into the show?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So earlier today, I guess it was an Instagram post came out, and along with a picture of a badly beaten female was accusing LaShawn McCoy of committing domestic violence, his ex-girlfriend or whatever. And I saw a lot of knee-jerk reaction to it. And shady, I think of shady as kind of being a knucklehead. I don't know much other than that. But I just all that we know is that someone put a picture out on Instagram claiming that LaShawn did this. We have no way of knowing if it's true. We have no way of knowing when. I mean, she was badly beaten.
Yeah.
Did she go to the police? Was she in the hospital? We have no details. So to run with it, like, whoa, God, he's done. What shady. We don't know anything other than he's been accused. So everybody, let's relax for a second before we go crazy about this.
Yeah.
If it is true, he's done. All right? He will be done.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be careful because there's apparently, according to a report out there right now, LaShawn recently sued the ex-girlfriend over a housing dispute. So I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah, I just tell you, I was shocked when I first saw that on Twitter. And I immediately started texting guys I know, people that I know that's close with Shady, what have you. And, you know, it's a disturbing photo. And like you said, I can't really say anything more than what you just said. It's a photo that's an accusation being made, claiming that, you know, he did this to her. He's already released a statement completely denying the situation.
And I think the Instagram post that was actually put up by a friend of hers has been taken down because I was trying to find it.
Right.
Really recently was taken down.
Yeah, so
they accused him of domestic violence, child abuse, and animal cruelty.
Yeah.
And doing steroids and drugs.
A bunch of,
pretty much anything that you could have accused him of, that's what was happened.
Yeah, and like you said, there's no sense of coming to his defense. There's no sense of basically taking him to task over it because we don't know. And you have to wait until there's more information brought forth on it. I don't know, some charges. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the league is going to look into it. I'm sure the Bills are going to look into it.
Yep.
And it would be.
Oh, everybody's going to look into it.
It would be the responsible thing for all of us who are sitting on the sideline looking at this to just allow the situation to unfold.
Here's the tweet. Here it is. It says, Shady McCoy's the devil. You're an animal. We didn't say anything about how you beat your dog Henny into kidney failure. Let's not talk about all the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like peeing in the bed. We kept quiet about your drug usage, all the illegal steroids and your needles you were using. But we will not keep quiet about this. I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Your karma is going to be so real. The world needs to know what type of animal you really are. This was just her yesterday on the left, and now this morning this is her on the right. Woman beater, animal abuser, and goes. So apparently this did happen
last night?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah. So I would have to think if that happened, and it looks like she would have to be in a hospital, that the police have been involved or called.
Well, no, they should be.
Well, yeah, they definitely are. Yeah. They definitely are, just whether or not, I don't know what she said to him. We don't know any information unless something came down since we got on the air an hour ago that I didn't see.
Well, if she's saying this is what my friend looked like yesterday and this is what she looks like today.
And she's beaten away. Like, when you talk about beating, it looks like that someone took her head and smashed it, kept smashing it into the sidewalk.
It almost like a car wreck.
Yeah.
Like she might have been in an accident or something. Like, all I'm saying is that if you're saying that this is something that just recently happened, sweetheart, get this to the authorities.
Yeah, well, they have. I mean, you would have to
get this to
involved.
The authorities. You know what I mean? So, you know,
we'll see how it plays out.
Like, coming to social media with this, that's not real responsible on you.
Call the police, being
her friend.
Yeah, call the police,
you know what I mean?
Too.
They
may have. We just don't know anything else yet.
Well, if they had called the police last night, we would know.
Well, I had to see. Here's the thing. You can't see in the picture. It looks like she's laying in a hospital bed.
I'm just going by what the young lady, the friend, put in the post.
It doesn't seem like the police
That's all I'm doing. I'm just going by what she put in the post.
I'm sure in the next day, because Shady's completely denied it and said it's absolutely not true.
Well, he said he hadn't seen her in months. There's a discrepancy in
it's not going to be hard to see who's lying and who's not. If he hasn't seen her in months, he'll be able to prove that he wasn't anywhere near her.
Yeah.
Right? So we will see. But again, before we're going to jump and say he's the biggest POS in the world, let's make sure everybody knows just accusations right now.
I hope this ain't true.
Well, man,
I hope this ain't true, but I will say this. If it is true.
He's Dunsky.
Yeah, forget about football. That's over. That's jail time.
Well, just the fact
you're going to jail.
Just the fact the visual's out there.
Yeah.
Well, that picture, just like with Ray Rice. Ray Rice did something and was suspended one way because there wasn't a video to it. The minute the video came out, he was pretty much out of the league for the rest of his career. So that picture's already out there. If this is true, and we don't know that, he is Dunsky.
Yeah.
He's Dunsky. You heard us talking about the LeSean McCoy incident from earlier. A friend of a female that had some type of tie, maybe an ex-girlfriend of LeSean McCoy, she was beaten very badly last night. And the friend of the woman that was beaten badly put a picture out on Instagram of her injuries and blamed LeSean McCoy and said that he did this, among other things. I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. LeSean's denied any involvement, saying he hasn't seen them in months, and he calls the allegations baseless and offensive. Now, TMZ just released it's the operator sending police and medical personnel to the home at 3:23 a.m. Dispatch to LeSean McCoy's Georgia house. This is early Monday morning for what was called a home invasion. Oh. So you want to play this, Ben? Here it is.
Engine 43, copy a send request. And it's going to be in reference to a female who was assaulted, hit in the head, locked in the bathroom. You will need to stage for PD on this one. We do have PD en route in reference to a home invasion where a son was taken. Timeout 3:23.
Where a phone was taken. So,
Georgia?
In Georgia.
Oh, yep. Is he in Georgia or was he in Georgia? That should be easy to figure out.
Pretty easy to figure out, right?
Yeah.
You'd be able to figure that out pretty easy. Now, the alleged victim is LeSean's ex-girlfriend, Delisha Corden.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends and family members obviously are on social media, as we've been talking about, accused McCoy of carrying out the attack. Now, I don't know if that means he did it himself, if there's being accusations of someone going in and doing it. I mean, we really don't know. We can only go with what we're seeing online right now. But clearly, this is a serious accusation. And something that could be, we had said this earlier. It's only an accusation right now. We know nothing about what's going on. So I want to make that clear. But this is a career ender if he's involved in this at all.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
So I'm trying to find out. I was reading something else during the break that said apparently an earlier article that was out there said that she was living in one of his houses, and when she was away, she saw on security cams that they were moving stuff out of the house, and that's where there was maybe some of the she's an ex, obviously, but there have been some previous incidents where where they got into it a little bit.
So, she got cameras in the house.
Or outside. Yeah.
Oh, well, then ought to be a camera. Who the hell went in there last night, I would imagine. Video of it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's here's what I say. Mm-hmm. We should probably know more sometime today. I don't know what the victim told police or anything with that, but LeSean claims he didn't have any direct contact with anybody involved in months. So that should be very easy to figure out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you hear him say that or put that statement out versus what the young lady put out of her friend, and now you hear that the home is in Georgia, right?
Yeah, home is in Georgia. Yep.
I mean, A, he's saying he hadn't seen her in months. If he was in Georgia, I mean, you got to place him in Georgia, I would imagine.
It wouldn't be easy with cell phones or whatever. You can pin the phone and know exactly where he was.
Oh yeah. Well, this is gonna come out sooner or later.
So Corden and McCoy dated off and on since 2016, but they're not currently together and are involved in legal proceedings against each other. I'm just reading live here.
Proceedings against each other. Okay.
Yeah, so they're in court over something. According to the court records filed on June 6th, McCoy was attempting to force Corden and her children to leave the Georgia house that he owns. Mm-hmm. Per court documents filed by McCoy, the defendant is an ex-girlfriend of the owner plaintiff and refuses to leave. In a motion filed in response on June 22nd, Corden claimed that she and McCoy had lived together for 2 years, had been talking about marriage on or about Memorial Day, and he had given her a substantial gift at that time. Corden said that when she left the house on June 1st to attend her sister's graduation in Virginia, Plamath had some of his friends, family members, and laborers remove her furniture and furnishings from the home without the defendant's knowledge. She also said McCoy turned off the electricity to the house after she called police and stopped her belongings from being removed. They were scheduled to appear in court Tuesday at 1 p.m. Today? Today's Tuesday, right? At 1 p.m. So this is according to BuzzFeed, and they have, these are court documents
they're pulling from. Yeah. I'm just listening to you as you give us all the information.
Wow, man.
So this is obviously an ex-girlfriend that he is going through a breakup with. He's going through a breakup with. He wants her out of a house that either he gifted to her but kept it in his name.
If she was living in the house, mm-hmm. you can't just decide we broke up, you're gone.
Right.
You have to evict her. And if she doesn't want to leave, you can't just throw her stuff out. I have something going on in a similar fashion where it takes weeks, sometimes months, if you're trying to get somebody out. You can't just go in and lock them out or turn off the electricity. That's illegal. Right. So I'm sure that's what's going on here with this. But, yeah, I mean, on and off relationship, ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to read the Instagram post that was put up by the friend of the alleged victim. And she says, Shady McCoy is the devil. You're an animal. We didn't say anything about how you beat your dog Henny into kidney failure. Let's not talk about all the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like peeing in the bed. We kept quiet about your drug usage, all the illegal steroids and needles you were using. But we will not keep quiet about this. I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Your karma is going to be so real. The world needs to know what type of animal you really are. This was just her yesterday on the left, and now this morning. This is her on the right. And there's a picture of this beautiful, stunning girl on the left, and then just a savagely, viciously beaten same woman on the right, like a pick stitch or something. So, yeah, it's we get just about halfway done the show. I'm sure by the time we get off at 6 o'clock, more stuff's going to develop and emerge from it. So we'll keep you updated, obviously.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm stunned.
I still am as well. Let me ask you this. This is playing out now in the public a little bit.
Yep.
Should there be a warrant issue for Shady?
I'm sure they're going to want to talk to him.
Right? Or, want to bring him in for questioning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, we're at 3:47 the next day.
I would have the fact that Shady is Instagramming or tweeting.
Right.
Here's a statement. For the record, the totally baseless and offensive claims made against me today on social media are completely false. Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of the people involved in months. So what does that mean? Any of the people involved? Is that the...
I'm assuming someone involved in this.
Or is it the people that are maybe being accused of doing this to her? Because someone did this to her, whether it's Shady or it's somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wonder what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And
he's denying everything.
He's denying it, and this supposedly happened last night.
So it happened Monday morning. So it was Sunday into Monday.
Okay. Sunday into Monday.
And
gotcha.
And it got out this, and it came out this morning with the Instagram post.
Okay, I got you now. Sunday into Monday. Yeah, I would think, man, and now that we heard a 911 call, right?
The police were obviously there and involved.
Yeah, the police came.
You would think that she would be speaking about it.
Dude, I'd be surprised she could speak.
Yeah.
The way that picture looked.
Her lip. You know what it looks like?
It looks like multiple people beat on this woman.
You know when you for Halloween when you see those makeup kits where you have the picture of the guy that has that big fake stitch like across his head.
Yeah.
Some of her, she almost looks like that. Almost looks fake. And I'm not implying that at all because it's clearly not. I'm saying like it doesn't look real. The beating that she took.
Well,
holy cow.
I
mean, this is a savage beating. This isn't a.
Yes.
This isn't. You hit her because you were angry. Not that it makes that right. This is a beating.
Which is why I'm not a cop, obviously, and I've never gone to a domestic violence scene and seen how they handle it or what have you. I'm just trying to play this out from a common sense standpoint, right? Just imagining this thing unfolding, and after hearing that 911 call, the police show up to the house. They've already said that she sustained an injury to her head, and now I'm going off of what the photo looks like, right? I'm going off of what the photo looks like, and I'm saying if I'm a police officer, and I arrive to this scene, and this young lady looks like she's been beaten until within an inch of her life, man, we got to find the you-know-what who did this right now.
Yep.
We got to find him right now.
Yep. No, I
right? If I'm the police and I show up and this woman looks like this.
If his name was mentioned, they're certainly looking for him and looking to talk to him. Maybe they've already talked to him. Maybe he's in Pennsylvania and says, well, how could I have been down there? They obviously have more information on what's going on than we do. We're piecing this together as it goes.
Yes, of course.
But it's very curious to see how this plays out.
Well, listen.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah, I just, from his explanation, it just seems like you got two different stories going on here for something to have been so recent as a day and a half ago. He's talking about you hadn't seen him in months.
Right, and that we're supposed to be in court today over this.
Right.
Over him trying to throw her out of the house.
Right.
There's supposed to be legal proceedings today. There's been multiple things filed in court regarding this in just the last couple weeks, Ike.
Oh, man.
This is a mess.
Well, I tell you what, it's the end if it's true.
Oh, my God. Now,
it's the end.
You don't recover from something like this.
No, you're going to jail over this.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is about a serious an athlete
again,
incident in a while. Allegedly.
I'm going off the photo.
Allegedly.
That was presented.
Allegedly.
Yes.
We don't know anything other than this was alleged. But some other evidence coming in about there was a dispute.
Where did TMZ get this 911 call from?
They get everything, don't they? TMZ?
Where'd they get that from?
I don't know. It may be just public information and they know how to get earlier.
Okay.
I don't think we could call and get a 911 call
quickly. That's what I'm saying, that quickly.
888-729-9494. We'll get back to your phones. We have the Kevin Hart tickets for the jersey that you want to be buried in. This poor young man down in New Orleans was shot to death and got buried in a Kyrie Irving jersey. Rest in peace. 888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show. We're back with the Ike Juice Hotline. You won't miss this. Coming up next. Don't go to
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.